Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, first this afternoon, the Green Party are looking for their next leader following the shock resignation of Eamon Ryan yesterday. Minister for Children and Integration Roderick O'Gorman announced his candidacy this morning, and in the last couple of minutes, Minister of State for Land Use and Biodiversity Pippa Haggett has also announced that she plans to throw her hat in the ring for the leadership. She joins us now on the line. And Minister Pippa Haggett, you're welcome to the programme this evening. What made you decide to throw your hat in the ring?
Good afternoon, Sarah. I decided really, I suppose it entered my head after the results of the local and European elections. I think the while there were some green shoots across the country and some good results in Dublin, I think the rest of the country was pretty decimated in terms of our numbers of councillors. And I think Eamon's departure yesterday has given me, I think, the opportunity and the party for a fresh start, a bit of a reboot. And I believe I can be that fresh start. Look, I'm not your conventional green. I live in County Offaly. I'm a beef and sheep farmer. I'm a mother of four. I'm a runner. I enjoy sports. I've been a cabinet minister too for the past 4 years. And we've never had a non-Dublin leader for the party. We've never had a woman lead the party. And I believe my different perspective and different life experiences can make the party relevant and relatable outside of Dublin as well as inside.
Do you think it would be a mistake to have another Dublin leader?
I think, look, we've had only had three leaders of the Green Party over the years. They've all been in Dublin, and I think it doesn't help. It doesn't help us as a party to move away from that Dublin-centric view that the rest of the country have of the party. And I think that is an ingrained view at this stage. And I think me as a outside of Dublin and certainly a rural candidate would bring that difference of direction and that different perspective that is much needed now to restart the party.
So you're outside of Dublin, you're also outside of the Dáil because you are a senator and there's upcoming by-election in Leash Offaly after Barry Cowan won the EU seat there. Realistically, Pippa Haggett, do you accept you don't have any chance of winning that by-election, and you probably almost certainly don't have any chance of winning a general election seat there either? It'll be a three-seater.
Well, I think, Sarah, that is exactly the problem we have with the party. I mean, right now, there is no safe seat outside of Dublin, to be honest. And like many of my colleagues, I will be in the mix for a seat in Offaly, and as will other colleagues across the country. And I think therein lies the problem. We have safe seats. If we have any couple of safe seats, they are going to be in Dublin. Mm. If we're really intent on growing the party and making the party relevant to people and making the party relatable to people outside of Dublin, that we need a shift in focus, and I believe that has to come from somebody outside of the city.
So does that mean you, from what I'm hearing there, are you accepting when you say you're in the mix, you're not really in the mix for a Dáil seat in Leash Offaly? Do you accept that, given the Green Party's performance in the local elections just in the last week or so? You won 270 votes, your councillor that you ran there came 9th out of 10th.
Well, I think that therein again lies the problem, and it's the shift in views in rural areas in particular. Look, I think the by-election will decide if that's going to happen. The government will have to make a decision on that. If there is indeed a general election in County Offaly, Offaly only has one sitting TD. There are three seats for offer in Offaly. And as I said,
and the Green Party
in the mix,
national vote is 3.6%, judging by the local elections. So you're not in the mix.
Again, no, but again, none of our TDs outside of Dublin are in the mix. And that's what we have to fundamentally fix, because if the Greens are to be relevant, if we are to implement the policies we believe are right for the country, then we have to become relevant to people outside of Dublin. And okay, I think that is my primary focus.
I do want to move on to what you would do as a Green Party leader, but does it matter in your view if you don't win a Dáil seat and are still the Green Party leader? Do you think that's a tenable position to be in?
Well, listen, I firstly have to get the nominations from my party members and win the internal election. I suppose I'm glad there is a competition for the seat now, or for the leadership now. But that's my first priority. My second priority will be, if I do win, is to get the party refocused on engaging with communities across the country. I will work incredibly hard to build those relationships, you know, with communities, whether they're rural communities, farmer communities, business communities, you name it. Mm. I mean, at a basic level, and you're right, rightly or wrongly, many people have become fearful of green policy, and that is something we need to change.
Okay. I'll move on to that point then, because although I'm still not clear as to what your view is as to whether it's tenable for the Green Party to have a leader who's not elected at the Dáil. Can you give me an answer on that?
Well, I mean, the Green Party, any member of the Green Party can run for election. I am a cabinet minister at the moment. I've sat at the cabinet table for 4 years. Yeah, I think I'm amply qualified I understand how government works. And we, as I said, we're all in the mix for our seats.
All right. I do want to move on to the point that you made there, that the people in rural Ireland are afraid of Green Party policy or what they believe mm-hmm. Green Party policy to be. If you look at some of the issues, you can understand why, the nitrates derogation, where the party seems to be somewhat fundamentally opposed maybe to what farmers want, to carbon taxes. Funding for roads, a lot of people in rural Ireland would have looked for their motorway, looked for their ring road, would have seen the funding for road pull back because it's going to public transport, I know, but it's not what people in certain areas would want. The nature restoration law, the IFA, very concerned about it. Can you sell Green Party policies to people who just don't want them?
Well, I think there's a lot of things we haven't got right in rural Ireland and outside of the city, but there's also things we have got right. And okay, we can pick on something like public transport in rural areas, the rollout of local link buses. Like, there's one new route rolled out every week. Okay, it's not everywhere yet. People aren't getting the frequency they want, but where they are rolled out, they've worked really well for people. They're flocking to use them because we've made it easy and we've made it affordable for people. Mm. And that's how that works. If you make things easy and affordable, people will do it. If it's difficult and people feel there are barriers in the way, then they won't. And those are the types of things I want to be looking at. I want to remove barriers to support people to make this transition, to listen to people, to try and enable them.
Yeah, but your former party leader, Eamon Ryan, has been saying exactly that for the last 4 years, and yet we're told that the Green Party needs a reset. So what's the difference? What's the difference
I think the difference is, I think that because I come from rural areas, and I can be more in tune with what communities have been saying. And look, we have some bad examples, and I might point out something like the just transition process hasn't worked as well. We've pumped hundreds of millions of euros into the Midlands area. But when I knock on doors, people say to me, sorry, I don't see this. I don't see this as improving my life. That's something we need to look at.
Now, what do you mean by look at it? Because if you've pumped hundreds of millions into it, what else can you do? Or what else would you do as Green Party leader there?
Well, I think we have an opportunity now with the Just Transition Commission to review how the Just Transition process has worked. I mean, ultimately, if we properly listen to communities, at the core of the Just Transition is a social justice issue. And if we're not bringing people with us, then we're failing in that. It has worked again. There are good places where it has worked, but on the sense from communities across the region is that it hasn't worked, and that's something I would focus on in the very short term future if I was leader. I mean, ultimately what we need to do for the Green Party is get back on track, rebuild relationships where we've lost them, build new relationships where we don't, and become that relevant and relatable party that we need to be.
The Independent newspaper is writing today that it's expected that Minister Roderick O'Gorman will likely be the party's next leader, and that you would be expected to take the position of Deputy Leader. Is that a scenario you'd welcome?
The process in the party is they're two separate election processes. My focus is on being the party leader.
And Oisín Smith said this morning he'd like to run as deputy leader behind you. Would you run as a ticket, or would you welcome Oisín Smith as a deputy?
Again, it depends on the process in the party. I would absolutely welcome Oisín. He's been a very able minister. He's actually been in Offaly a good few times for different issues. He's been around the country, and I think he has a good grasp on what we need to be doing and how we need to be changing what this party's focus is going forwards.
Roderick O'Gorman is director of elections for the Green Party for the local elections, and he lost half your council seats. Do you think he did a good job?
Look, it's a challenging time, and I think some of the issues we've highlighted in this conversation are some of the reasons behind that. But that's what we have to look at. We have to be inward looking. We have to look outward as well. And as I said, if we're not relevant and relatable, then we're really wasting our time, and we're not here to waste our time.
Okay, but did he do a good job?
Well, I think he did the best job he could. I think there was a number of concerns and I suppose issues in terms of where that how the party are perceived that we haven't managed to
clear up. And was that Roderick O'Gorman's fault or whose fault was
that? I don't think it was Roderick O'Gorman's fault. I think it's the party as a whole. I think we've allowed maybe some negative perceptions to embed in. We haven't done enough to reassure people that we are actually here to help them, not to make their lives more miserable.
I have to bring you back to whether or not that's actually the case, because the Green Party, for example, is in favour of the Nature Restoration Law. Lots of people are. The Green Party is one of the parties in favour of it. And farmers are saying they have a real problem with it. So that's not a miscommunication. That's just a difference of opinion as to what's the right way forward, is it not?
Well, listen, the Nature Restoration Law is a law that was passed at the EU level. Farmers have concerns. Some farmers are supportive of it because they see opportunity in it. Others, I accept, are fearful. And that's where we need to... fill that gap to reassure them that it's not compulsory, that there will be payments. And the fact now that this law has passed reinforces now capabilities to seek for further funding for nature restoration. Farmers are very well able and they understand their land and they know what will work and what won't work. And that engagement will now take place over the next 2 years. There's 2 years now to come up with a restoration plan for our lands across the country, for farmed land and other lands, and that process does need to start. And again, farmers need to be central to that, and we have to listen to them.
What direction would you like to see the Green Party taking when it comes to immigration? Because we've seen a much harder line stance by the current government. Is that the direction that you'd like to continue when the Green Party puts its manifesto to the people in a general election?
Well, look, I mean, this week we're the Dáil is going to sign off on the vote on the migration pack, and I think that is an important part. I think Minister O'Gorman.
Well, what is your view on the migration pact? Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you on that, because we spoke to Green Party candidates throughout the European elections who said that actually they felt very, very uncomfortable with it.
Well, I think there was a differing in view between Green Party and government here and at the European level. I mean, for different reasons, but ultimately everyone does want a fairer system, a system that delivers more quickly for those in need and indeed those who are not, welcome or not shouldn't be in our country, that system is processed more quickly. I think ultimately it's best if Europe works. No, I think it's ultimately better if Europe works as one on this, that we don't have different rules across different countries across Europe. I think what Roderick O'Gorman has done in his role in terms of finding accommodation, that has been a massive challenge, but he's worked really well through that. I think what Minister...
Has he worked really well? There's tents all over Dublin City.
Well, there are, but I mean, this is a massive, massive issue, and we have to. What the Minister for Justice is doing, Helen McEntee, is speeding up the process, and we need to make sure the process is quicker. It has to be quicker and more efficient, and I think that's ultimately what we're aiming to do.
Okay, what would you propose when it comes to housing? What would you like to see the Green Party aiming for in terms of delivering housing?
Well, certainly, I mean, the Green Party has had an influence in government on housing in terms of things like cost rental. That's a new model of housing for Ireland. And we've been very supportive of obviously building more houses. It's ultimately about delivery.
Everybody's supportive of building more houses.
Policy? I think what we can be looking at is how we deliver houses quicker. I think you're looking at things like off-site construction. I mean, if you look across Europe, they build houses and apartment blocks in really quick time because they do it off-site. And they bring it all on. We're still maybe behind the curve in aspects like that. So I think sort of a more modern methods of construction approach would speed up that delivery. There are some barriers to that, and that's what we're looking at that currently in government, you know, in terms of building regulations and so forth.
Can I just ask you finally, you said there's really no safe green seats. Actually, probably of all the safe green seats in the country, it's Roderick O'Gorman, isn't it? So if he was to win a seat and you were to not, who do you think would be better placed to lead the party?
Well, I think that's a conversation for after the general election. I mean, the Green Party policy is to elect a new leader after general elections anyway. So whether somebody wanted to contest or somebody else or myself or Roderick, I think that's a decision for after then. But obviously my priority, if I am elected as leader, is to ensure that we retain and hopefully gain seats across the country. Because if we are to be relevant to people, if we are to have our policies implemented, which we truly believe is the best for the country, we're going to have to make sure that we engage and we are relevant and relatable to people outside of Dublin.
And sorry, just to follow up on that finally, do you think it's a realistic prospect that the Green Party could gain seats in the next general election?
Listen, you know, a couple of months can be quite a short time in politics. We've seen the way the polls have gone. We saw the way the last elections have gone. I know that you could argue the wave is out, but ultimately, for people, for easy and affordable ways of improving their lives, the Greens have a lot of those answers, and it's up to us to make sure that we can influence people as well as influencing policy.
Minister of State Pip Hackett, thank you very much for joining us.